Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 1st, 2020. Despite the enmity, an optimistic outlook on America. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, October 31st, 2020. Despite all the enmity, and despite the escalating violence in America, I believe that America's democratic values will triumph in the end. I'm aware of the surveys showing that more Americans than ever feel that it is justified to turn to their firearms if the other side wins, but when all is said and done, I believe that on the 4th of November, America will not be engrossed in civil war. For all its apparent frailty, the American democracy is an unprecedented success. A country of 330 million people of all races, faiths, and cultures is a challenge to any regime, much more so to a regime that aspires to give freedom of expression to all the facets of society. No other country has taken such giant strides toward equality, liberated its slaves and made them citizens with equal rights, or has practiced Lazarus' iconic words, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me." America did all that because at the end of the day, the vast majority of its citizens believe that these are the right things to do. This belief in the American values is the reason I believe America will overcome the trial of November 3, 2020. Nevertheless, on November 4, the president, or president-elect, will have to start patching up the aching and or gloating factions of the nation. It will be a daunting task, for sure, and the sides will not agree with one another's views. However, if they are convinced that their country matters more than their own views of how it should be run, there is a chance that they will rise above their discords and unite once more into a single nation. The memories of the aggression, the insults of the past, all these will remain and keep on bubbling. But if people understand that they are not meant to agree, that their differences enrich one another and challenge them to polish and refine their own viewpoints, they will learn to appreciate disputes. Then, above the disagreements, it will be possible to build a sense of solidarity and mutual responsibility for all the people, whoever they are. America has always been a role model for the free world. So far, it has been a role model of individualism and distinctiveness, but in rising above their profound rifts, Americans can become an example of the opposite. The country that has given the world the me, me, me culture can lead the way to love of others if it overcomes its current ruptures. If I could advise the president, I would say that the first thing to do after the election is to assemble all the leaders in America, of every kind and from every creed, and tried to bring them all to a unanimous decision regarding how to get rid of COVID so that America will be a virus-free country. That will be the first test of unity, or at least the willingness to act toward it. Next, the assembly of leaders should pick a few cities, in different parts of the country, and focus on establishing solidarity among the residents of those cities. These will be the trailblazers, the living proof of the power of unity. They will show that solidarity enables coordinated action that takes into consideration all parts of the city, all parts of the population, so that no one is left unattended and uncertain about the future. On one hand, with the encouragement of local community leaders, residents will be obliged to contribute their part. On the other hand, the city, with the help of the state and the country, will reward that obligation with guaranteed provisions of everything from staple foods to entertainment. Community leaders and the city will not be pushing for socialism, where benefits are given unconditionally, but rather for a pro-social attitude, where one wants to give out of concern for society, but at the same time knows that one who does not give, also does not get. It is a mature and sustainable approach, and one that hasn't been implemented since society has not been ready. Now it seems we are approaching a phase where people are ready for change. America, precisely through its adherence to such values as equality, hard work, and freedom of expression, has the potential to lead the world to an era of reciprocity combined with personal fulfillment. It all starts with a drop of semen. The human body begins with a drop of semen, a single cell that multiplies and forms new cells. But all of them implement the very program that was laid in the first cell that started it all. The drop of semen already has all the information. One day scientists will learn to decode this information so that one cell will show the entire person that will develop from it, his entire fate and abilities, whether he will be a great scientist or a musician. It is all there, in a drop of semen, but only in potential. If these potential forces get the material to work with, they will begin to build the human body according to the program placed in the first cell, where every organ and every cell of a large healthy organism is described. We only need to provide food, the material, for its construction. It is the same with our desire. In each of us, there is a point, the first drop obtained as a result of shattering. Our common body was shattered into many parts, and if we join into 10, we will restore the drop of semen, the desire. In addition, we will draw the light that reforms. We need two things, desire and light. On one hand, there are our 10 potential forces, and on the other hand comes the light that reforms, which will connect them back into one drop of semen. None of us can become a drop of semen. Each of us is only a tenth of the seed from which the soul will develop. We draw the upper light, which connects us, and begins to form a larger and larger spiritual structure called the soul or part souf. Therefore, we must try to unite and from this unity turn to the Creator so that He can send us the light that reforms that will develop us. These are the two areas of our work. It seems to me that the Creator gives me foreign thoughts that throw me out. But this reveals new forces of egoistic desires inside the 10, which must be added as fuel. Thanks to this, the 10 will strengthen, grow fat, and build itself. However, when we receive this additional fuel, it has not yet been processed correctly, and therefore feels like foreign forces of separation. If in spite of this, we join together, then we swallow this force inside ourselves and expand and grow at the expense of it. This is how waste is turned into food. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 26, 2020, Writings of Rabash, What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? My thoughts on Twitter, November 1, 2020. They say that masks help not for avoiding getting infected yourself, but avoiding passing your germs to others. That is how nature unconsciously imposes the right relationships on us. Granted, they are unconscious and unaware, but this too is effective and will lead us to become aware of the reciprocity. Michael Leitman, on Quora, will there be a civil war in the US after the elections in November? Even though hatred, polarization and unrest accumulates from one day to the next in American society, and even though riots could emerge in relation to a range of issues, I doubt that there will be civil war in response to the elections. American society has a deep-rooted consensus on its democratic values, and it has made breakthroughs in providing its large and diverse population with equal rights. These same values that most Americans hold will be why I think that they will hold together after the elections in November. However, the fact that there are questions about whether there will be civil war in America after the elections shows that division in American society is definitely a major problem that needs to be treated. It seems like an impossibility to bring together people with opposing views, and it is true, we cannot solve such a problem on the same level as the problem. The solution to the increasing division in American society lies not in bringing the opposing factions closer together, nor in tilting people on one side to another. Rather, it is in uniting above the division. In other words, every person has a right to their opinion and can fiercely reject the opinion of others, But above these opposing opinions should begin to emerge a common understanding of the need to unite above the conflicting opinions, that society's survival and well-being depends on it. Although it might seem far-fetched that an umbrella of unity will miraculously appear and hover over an increasingly polarizing society, there are two factors that make it possible. One is the growing awareness of how nothing positive emerges from an increasingly divided society, and the other is the need for a nationwide educational campaign, which will raise the idea of how and why uniting above the divisions is more important for people's survival, health, happiness and well-being, than giving into divisive drives. Moreover, since America stands on the world stage, when its hundreds of millions of citizens start connecting above their growing differences, they will positively influence people worldwide with a similar unifying tendency. Therefore, after the elections, I would advise the president or president-elect to gather America's leaders from every vocation in order to first reach a unified decision on how to make America coronavirus-free. Afterward, I would advise the leaders to select a few cities and different parts of the country as test cases to implement programs aimed at unifying people above division. As test cases, their progress would need regular monitoring and examination in order to see what is needed, through all kinds of situations that could surface, in order to create, sustain and grow a positive unifying atmosphere. There is absolutely no harm in implementing such an experiment. Rather, it holds the potential to create a new model for far-reaching improvements in social health and happiness. As deepening polarization gives rise to more and more outbursts and anxiety in America, then precisely this bleak landscape can act as the background needed in order to realize a new positive shift. I indeed see a lot of potential in American society, with its pioneering and innovative spirit, its values of equality and freedom of expression, and its vast influence throughout the world, to face the challenge of its social division and realize that in unity everything will become much better. In the world of infinity, we do not have any attainment in the world of infinity because all our attainment is possible only in the place that has an end. The sensation comes only at the border where everything ends. Therefore, in the state of infinity, we cannot perceive or understand anything. It is as if I were thrown into the open cosmos and there is nothing but darkness, not a single ray of light, and it is not clear where the top, bottom, right, or left are. I do not understand anything, I am spinning in zero gravity and I do not feel where I am or what is happening to me. This is called the world of infinity. The central point in the world of infinity is the point where everything ends, both desire and light. It is like a black hole. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson October 25, 2020, Baal HaSulam, The Study of the Ten Sefirot. The most profitable investment. Question. Over the past centuries, the US dollar has been the most stable currency used by the entire world. But lately the situation in the United States is characterized by a huge domestic debt, unrest in the country, trade wars waged by the United States, etc. What is your advice on whether to invest in the American currency? Answer: I didn't expect that you would turn to me with such a question. This is not my area at all. But since everything in the world falls, then one thing falls relative to the other, of course. What would I invest in? In education. If you would give me a lot of money, I would invest it in education. After all, nothing else remains. Just this. Eternal improvement of a person. Question. That is, regardless of what currency it is, virtual, bitcoins, dollars, everything that a person has should be invested in education? Answer, the most profitable investment is in the growth of a person's educational level. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express September 1, 2020. This powerful word, Father. Remark, scientists have been studying the causes of high incidences of crime in the world for 40 years. It turns out that it is not a matter of poverty or starvation. It was proved that criminals are mainly those who have no fathers. Scientists write that without a father figure, children acquire the habit of not thinking about the well-being of other people. The transfer of family values from generation to generation is broken. Answer: if a child does not have a father, it is, of course, a very serious detriment in their life, in their upbringing, in their perception of reality, in everything. A mother cannot replace a father. Question: that is, he seemingly had everything, an elite school, a wonderful environment of children, but no father, and that did it. He can commit a crime, even the most terrible one. What is it about the father figure from the Kabbalistic point of view? Answer: this is how a child learns, he looks up to the father. This restricts him, shows him the way he should be, how he should think and act. He feels this father figure internally. Question: does the father exist in order to set an example for the child? Answer: any example, no matter what kind. The fact that I have a father puts me on my feet, shows me the way. Even if it is wrong, I will be able to make adjustments, but at least, I have a point of reference. Question: does something disappear from me when the father leaves? Answer: there is no foundation, only emptiness, no base. As if I have nothing to stand on. Question: does a child have this concept, father, mother? Answer: of course. A boy must have a father. It is of paramount importance. Otherwise, he has to make him up, create him in his thoughts and dreams, no matter how, but he has to be there. Question: can a stepfather replace him? Answer: a good stepfather can. A good stepfather is someone who rekindles in a child the almost natural sense of connection with him as with a father. Question: if we depict all of humanity like a child that does not feel the Creator, can we say that it exists without a father? Answer: we have to revive in ourselves this need to feel our Father, the Creator, strive toward Him, try to reveal Him, and make Him into a symbol of perfection for ourselves. It is Him we should follow and become similar to. Question: do we feel that He has left us? Answer: no, He did not leave us. He is hiding on purpose so that we develop all the qualities within us that will make us similar to Him. To the extent of this similarity, He will reveal Himself. Take an example from this and see how a father should act toward his child. Remark: so, we do have a father? Answer: He exists and He is forcing us to look for Him, to find Him, and adhere to Him. From Cab TV's News with Michael Lateman, September 7, 2020. The goal of nature and how to achieve it. Question: does nature have a goal and what is it? Answer: the goal of nature is to bring man and all of mankind to perfection. Question: what are nature's plans for the near future? Answer: this is exactly what they are. We have already reached such a level of development that only the last stage remains ahead of us. Question: should we just believe this or is it possible to check it out? Answer: no, there is no way to check this out. We need to implement this. Question: what are the risks of deviating from the goal? If we deviate a little, will we not be able to achieve it? What should we be afraid of? Answer: in any case, we will reach the final goal. There is no doubt about it. Nature makes no mistakes, it still leads us forward. However, it wants us to understand, recognize, accept, and implement this goal with its help, but as independently as possible. Question: what should we be afraid of? Answer: there is nothing to be afraid of. Only of ourselves. From Cab TV's Management Skills, July 2, 2020. Envy increases wisdom. Question: What does the expression of the sage's envy increases wisdom mean? What is it about? Answer: it means that when I look at the sages, my envy of them pushes me toward studying and learning in order to become like them. It is written that envy, lust, and honor take a person out of this world, that is, elevate him to a higher degree than the one at which he is now. Remark: Aristotle noted that people mostly envy those who are close to them in time, place, age, and fame. My comment: naturally, after all, I cannot envy those who lived a few thousand years ago. I must have some common levels of understanding and feelings with a person I envy. Julius Caesar or Tamerlane are too far away and incomprehensible to me. I have to imagine the object of envy, understand what I would feel in his or her place, and then I can envy. From CapTV's Communication Skills, August 7, 2020. Leader in the family. Question: now, when people are in lockdown, they begin a subconscious struggle for leadership. Psychologists say that people who are together for a long time try to be assertive in this way. Who should be the leader in the family during the quarantine period? Answer: the virus. It should determine the extent of our closeness. We need to be very clear that it all comes down to our egoism. The virus appears together with egoism and disappears with it. Therefore, a couple should try to behave in such a way that this egoism, that is, the virus, is as far away from them as possible. From CapTV's Kabbalah Express, September 27, 2020. In isolation at home. Question: during the first quarantine, there was a surge in domestic violence. Now the second quarantine is on its way. It has already been introduced in Israel. Public organizations are sounding the alarm. What should spouses do during home isolation? Answer: I would advise them to keep their distance to the extent that they can be on good terms. Regulate physical closeness with each other depending on the spiritual disposition toward each other. You cannot do anything here, we are people. It is very difficult for us to control our egoism, our nerves, and our habits. We need to understand each other, talk about this topic within the family, and try to manage it. Remark: it is interesting that the principle "the closer, the worse; the further, the better" works here. My comment: this is because we are egoistic. We are used to running into each other for half an hour in the morning before work, a half an hour or an hour in the evening, perhaps when we have dinner together, and somewhat when we go to bed, although this is more likely communication not between people but between the sexes. Based on this, our life, of course, is rather poor. Question: so, the main thing is to talk to each other more often, to communicate more? Answer: of course. But this does not mean that we should impose something on each other. We need to discuss everything as frankly as possible, not hide anything, so that the other understands what I think, what I want, etc. I, in turn, should try to express my personal opinion and not the one that I caught from some television series or from somewhere else. From CapTV's Kabbalah Express, September 27, 2020. To love is to rejoice in the success of another. Question: why do you always say that you don't envy your children or your students? Answer: I love them and therefore am happy for their advancement. There can be no envy here because I invest in them and, as it were, continue my life in them. Question: so, if a person loves someone, he can't be envious of them? Answer: no. At least not evil envy for sure, and not even kind envy. I'm just happy with what he has. Question: and if our goal is to come to love our neighbor, then it turns out that without envy we will not develop? Answer: the fact is that love will encourage us to invest even more in each other. When a person who is close to me starts to achieve great things, I will not envy him but will be happy for him. I'll sort of participate in it. Question: is there envy for the creator, the original source who created us? Answer: no. Maybe only at the beginning. This is the feeling you get when you think of the creator as something foreign. When you begin to realize, understand, and feel that this is something above you, embracing everything, and you are in him, and there is no one else besides him, then there is no envy. This is something so voluminous, beyond all possible sensations or possibilities of comprehension, that I can't envy him. From CapTV's Communication Skills, August 7, 2020. New Life 474. Disconnection between the people and their leaders.
New Life, Program 474. Hello, thank you for being with us in New Life, a series of educational programs with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. We speak about relationships, and today we'd like to observe a very specific relationship between the public and its government, be it in Israel or anywhere in the world. We see from year to year they become a greater this connection between the public and its leaders. We'll try and understand that system and how can we take it to a better place, because eventually it affects everyone's life, our kids' life, our national strength, and all that derived from that. So yeah, please open up the topic. So indeed, the sensation in the street is that those two parts become disconnected, continue the disconnection between the public and our government. We are choosing leaders, and those leaders indeed very much treat us with great attention during the election, but immediately afterwards, this whole thing disappears and begin a very, very great distance. It's very weird, because specifically nowadays where there's a lot of technology and there's option for great communication, every public representative have Facebook and a lot of analysis of all the communication, and with all that coverage, the sensation of greater and greater disconnection. In the past, for example, government, prime ministers used to have a day tour across the country in order to visit people and know what's happening. Over time, there's simply a security problem. They couldn't continue enabling that and had to find different solutions. Some found, some gave up. And even they're telling about it that a detachment, disconnection occurred. That from the moment you get to some position, something occurred to you and then you start to become disconnected. Even if beforehand you're very connected. If in our previous program we spoke of where does a leader lead the nation, today we want to focus on that connection between the people and its leaders. And you, as an expert for relationships and connection, really want you to help us analyze this system, which has two sides that need or would greatly want them to know how to get along and for them to get along together. Well, so I'd like to open with a question. What, in your opinion, characterizes the relationship nowadays between the people and leadership and the government? What type of connection exists nowadays? Indeed, it is difficult to say what type of relationship exists nowadays, because in order to choose a leader, both the people and the leader need to be well educated. What is it that they want? Where can we reach? By what means? What is the level of the leader's strength, ability to lead the people? Does the people understand that and willing to go to follow the leader, or at least a great part of the nation? Well, all of a sudden the nation is divided into a few groups where everyone prefers his own leader. Is it a state that exists in nature and should exist in human society? We see that among animals there is a king. That's it. There is the first in the flock, and he determines everything, meaning everything belongs to him, everything below him. Accordingly, was in the ancient tribes, also to date we have it, some sheikh or some leader out there, some father or patriarch or whatever, like a tribe. A dynasty. Yeah, a head or whatever. And this is how it was throughout all the nations in all the generations. Then there was a king who, that's it, whatever he said, that's the truth. That's what's right. Doesn't matter how much it seems to me or not. I feel like I think it's right or not. This is how it was. Because he is as a messenger of the upper force here on earth. That's it. Meaning there is a certain standard, certain level, a data, and with everyone towards which everyone aligned. And then we have no problem with such and such or other relationships. He who is not complying with it, his head is being chopped off and everything get along. The problem is that man's ego grow from one generation to the next, and the aspect of kingship being there, it could be not a king, could be a wise man, a sage. As there was the Sanhedrin in Israel before. Whatever they said, the sages said it, and that's it. They are as the upper force. They know what happened in the world. They know the upper matter, the lower matter. They know nature's forces, and they determine this is how things are. And this is what, through them, the upper force pass on to us this message. Meaning there has to be a certain head to the nation, to society that is connected with the upper force, upon which no one say word. However, when in the nations of the world have started developing religions and faith and different directions, right? And arguments among all these approaches. Christians had crusades, and then and Muslims also, there were wars, and Jews also, among the Jews, also between the different currents and within. That brought to great weakness to a person who stopped believing that in our world there is a representative of the upper force. And if so, then there are many opinions, and then the public divided into few streams, and this part follows. One leader, some after the other leader, and so follow, and also start being war and quarreling between the streams and leaders and parts of the nation, and really, and then it happens even in families, where the dad here, the mom there, and the kids don't know what's going on, but there's fire at home. It was in my place like that. Yeah? Great. So this is what's happening. Now the question is, what are we to do? The problem is in that if at least intelligent people, wise people, they have ideals, they have a certain philosophy, certain paradigm of life that is based on something. Well, I understand, and it's a person that, not a person of attainment. I'm not talking about the Kabbalist, right? So at least that. But if we're speaking of the masses, which don't understand anything, they judge according to how much cost a cottage cheese or an apartment and care for nothing beyond that. They don't care and can't care. Yeah, the person knows what exit his pocket and what remains in his pocket at the end of the month, and if there's surplus remaining, the government is good, and if there's nothing left, then the government, or even a minus, then the government is bad. Meaning, we aren't educating the people. The leaders aren't even interested in educating the people. Not at school, nor in university later on. Not in the army even. Whereby in the country of Israel, at least half the nation or more go through the army. Even there you can do courses. You can do courses for people who are unemployed from jobs. You can do courses even in at working place, where a person is at work, can bring us a law that everyone must undergo certain courses through TV, internet. Nowadays, thank God, we have networks very developed, very advanced. Well, and they're not interested. So it turns out that the public chooses, coincidentally, he who cry out louder, he who smile nicer, and he who can play a guitar or a saxophone, and then more and more such things. So it turns into truly a circus, real circus. He who is younger, or he is more beautiful, and it's all turning into kind of a market that we have, say, 10, even 15 brides, and we are who buy my bride, you know, like really so, truly so. Very unpleasant, not beautiful state. I feel inner rejection or repulsion while looking how it's become in the modern world, and so it is in most countries, right? It all really depends how much money they invest in the media. Meaning, if I have $1 billion, I'm for sure can become, for sure, I can become the prime minister. It's only a matter of money. I buy all the media. I buy all the newspapers, TV channels, I do movies upon me, whatever, yeah. Everywhere it is just me, 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 and me. Suddenly some people who know me, I get heard of from childhood, and here and there, people in the world, great scientists, great politicians, they speak about me also in a nice way, and in short, I'm filling up all the horizon, right? And they choose me. So how is it connected? You said initially there's a king, meaning there are no relationships here whatsoever between the person who's going to be elected to the public. Rather, there are relationships here between the public and the media. And the person is, I can sit quietly in my place and eat nothing. The media will do all the work. That's it. The main thing is money. Meaning the public, the electorate have no contact with the leadership, because from the moment we have media, and it doesn't matter if it's internet, that as if you can write whatever you feel like, it's all only a hoax kind of appearance. It's nothing. We even now see how the internet is in the same hands. I pay, I get there, the band, and I can reach everyone. I don't have money to pay, nothing will be done for me. There's nothing I can do. I'll just advertise it among a few hundreds of people, hardly, and that's it. Meaning everything is in the hands of the media or people with money. That's it. Thus, we aren't talking of ideology, nor we are talking of the person himself who's about to manage the country and the nation. All we speak of is the sale. And we know that it really costs a lot of money. and the same media also report to us how much it cost, etc., etc. And later on, we see that it depends only on money. Hence, from time to time, the leaders become smaller and smaller, with such corruptions that you can't even, or malfunction that you can't even believe this person become a leader. It's no wonder they get into jail or they're stealing, because they too need to pay back the money someone paid for them. So they give building permissions to those people, etc., etc. In short, they need to steal money, and also they're very weak with respect to all kind of personal, intimate things, where immediately almost each and everyone is caught for either in stealing or sex crimes, and or both. Meaning, we see that there is no king and there is no government. There is no government. Then someone comes to the government who's there's always doubts about him, and 4 years he hardly is there, and also he isn't allowed. If it's a strong person, they don't let him manage the country. Corresponding to him, there's the parliament, and there's left and right there, Democrats and Republicans say, or whatever. And it turns out that the same mess that occurs in the public in a prominent and concentrated manner exists also in the in the leadership. So we'll come to it in a minute, but before, I'd like to ask, what does cause this disconnection between the head and the body, between the leadership, the government, and the public? They're describing a situation of total disconnection between the two, where in the middle, in between, stands the media. So what happened? What is the source of all that really abrupt connection? The media. The media does not perform its function, its destiny, its destination. The media should be communication, to communicate, as connection, communication between the whole nation, the parents and kids, the parents and the kids between them, women separately, men separately, all types of communication between people. The media has to realize that connection. Otherwise, what they communication or media for? What are they doing? They also, who's bringing me this information from throughout the world? In what way they're processing it? How is it given to me? Who is doing it? Where? There are people who think for whom would go, and everything that comes. He's thinking as the, but all right, so he can think, he can write, but he on the left and he on the right has to be, so we are relating to the media in a very light-headed manner. We also don't tolerate them, we're laughing at them. However, alongside all this laughter, we can't come out from there, get out of their influence, avoid their influence. So it turns out that as much as we disrespect them, right, they are laughing at our face right before us and doing whatever they want with us. How did we allow them to get between us, both we as a people and the leadership? How can we allow them to be so dominant that it creates such strong separation? Money. If once the newspaper was belonged to a person, well, that was initially, it was belonged to a person with a specific ideology. It was known that behind the paper stands a wise person who wants to influence, and he has how and with what. Not nowadays, a long time ago. There's no such thing. If I have enough money, I produce a newspaper, I buy a TV channel, I buy a radio channel, I take people who write as a film, I open some shop there in Hollywood, and I'm starting to work. What I want to do in the world? Whatever I feel like. I wrap it in such way that no one would say that I'm this is me even. It seems to me like the media is a topic, it's an amazing topic that's worthwhile doing a whole TV, a whole program about it. But with relation to politics, how do you see the role of the media in the connection between the media execute actions for he who pays? He who pays. How would you like it to be? No, I don't want. All I'm saying is that media is something you buy. It all depends on money. Definitely. No doubt about it. And work with the media. See how they work. It all depends only on the money. And nothing but that. There's no ideology, no anything. Obviously that if we work with the media, if some media is oriented with the left, they can't jump straight to the other side, to the opposite. So everyone take his own niche. To the leaders that want to be elected, want to influence the public. And nowadays, for example, we know that behind this news leader stand that paper, behind the other leader that paper, and behind this leader the news, the TV channel, and behind that leader the other TV channel. So nowadays everything is organized in a way that we have no doubt that simply there's a great brainwash here of the public on the part of the leaders on behalf of the media. The media make a living of it. Now, you describe it as a link that disturbs between the public and the leadership. Now, if you want to make them a connecting link, what do you think they need to do? But really briefly, what they need to do in order to fulfill their role in the right manner so that there will be communication that communicates. There's no one to connect between, because the leaders are corrupted, the people is corrupted, and the communication is corrupted. So we need to educate the people by the media and in all its levels, educate the people for the right values objectively, without any connection to left, right, someone with some pasu for what, rather educating them to higher values of connection, of unity. And when the nation, the people understand that in that is their salvation, that should be the goal, and the leader has to take them for that goal. So once the people are educated about it and understand the duty, then we sit down all those leaders, even 20 leaders, for them to sit like that, right before us. And everyone should say, and we will ask them, is it this way or that way, that way, this way, and so on. And accordingly, we will choose if you're talking of election, because in that we have to create not one person, rather the wise men council, that there will be the Sanhedrin in the old days, for them to be people who see their face is for the nation. It's first and foremost is the connection, the right education for people to be as the people of Israel. Not like now that without the connection it is not a nation. And then we'll see how possibly only the chibur is enough for us to correct all the flaws. And what is the sages' advice, and not there's always one head, one king or chief or whatever. Now we have no king anymore. It's better if there's a council. So what's the advantage of the council? Well, still, the wise men, as they were also behind kings, they were the Sanhedrin on those days. So now they should be the same. So what's the advantage of it? Why is it better over one person? Initially, it seems like there's a state that doesn't produce disagreements. We don't have such thing. It would be good if it would be a group, 10 people or 100. It doesn't matter. There are 120 then. And in our parliament, you can put 120 people. 120 people come to one decision, it seems like a miracle nowadays. Miracle, yeah, but not necessarily, nowadays, yes, but not necessarily a miracle, because had they operated by the principles of the nation of Israel, which is in our foundations, there's no problem. Have they understood that the goal has to be only towards that extra connection, then they will come to connection to the AAK crowd and the leaders it chose. So you're saying we have to educate the people to know what leaders to choose. Yeah, they have to grow from themselves. Yeah, those wise dudes. So they really need to be connected. They need to go out to the people and speak and educate, and all the work should be in educating the people. Speaking here of a certain relationship, reciprocal relationship between the people and the leadership, I'm asking myself, we're asking a corrupted leadership. We see also nation, the public, that behave pretty much according to the same values of profit of the government. Yes? So what causes what? Who affect who? Who stabilize? No. The public doesn't affect anything. The way you got all these ideas about the text that goes squiggly like that. So if we talking in a healthy, a good way, it all depends on money. Everything depends on money. A few more millions to this one or a few millions to that one. They buy the media and they succeed. Our time is over. I'd like maybe last summary, if possible, in a corrected state towards which we should aim as a society. The relationships between the public and its leaders seems like what? In the corrected state. Yes. They are operating like the mind and the body that are connected together, as the entire nation feel how this sages' direction bring them to the good direction, teaches them, bringing communities by which one is getting along with their family and kids at work everywhere, whereby the person constantly day by day ascend in the values, responsibility, relationships between them and everything. It turns into one nation. Is it possible? It's a must. It's not possible or impossible. It's a must to advance towards it. And there's no doubt that if it is written, and this is how we see from our research in nature, then we can come to it. Yes, we can come to it. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you very much, El. Thank you, our viewers, for being with us. Till next time, New Life.
The most precious gem. Confucius: the gem cannot be polished without friction, nor man perfected without trials. Man must polish himself. Moreover, polish to such an extent that sometimes he literally rips off layers, egoistic layers. If only one would be able to endure. This is very painful. Question: Can a person do it at all? Answer: there comes such opportunity, such contempt, when you feel that anger and aversion to egoism is greater than the pain, and you want to erase it from yourself. Question: is this how the precious gem is revealed? Answer: yes. Question: if man were able to go through this state, what would he reveal then? Answer: he reveals the Creator within him. Question: when you say to reveal the Creator within yourself, what do you mean? Answer: I find him there. It turns out that he was within me. I thought that there was some kind of egoism in me, an animal. But in fact, it was the Creator. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 27, 2020.